Sitka's publicly owned electric utility is experiencing load growth of over 3% per year, a good thing, according to Electric Director Brian Bertacci. Bertacci recently told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce that the community faced an unusual paradox. Although power is somewhat more expensive now because of Sitka's investment in the Blue Lake Hydro expansion, the best way to lower rates is to buy more. This is not typical business logic to expect customers to buy more of something when you raise the price, but the consequences of buying less, Bertacci believes, are pretty dire. He does not want to see rates go any higher.
My concern is the rates will get above replacement generation, where it becomes cheaper to run a diesel generator at your house or a gasoline generator than it is to pay for your electric fund. And that's the death spiral that often MIM and the assembly talk about, which is if rates get high enough and people start using less and less, you have to keep charging more and more to be able to pay all these fixed costs, and there's no real good way out of it. So that could become a serious problem.
Bertacci is referring to former Mayor Mim McConnell, who is in the chamber audience. Almost half of Sitka's $18 million electric fund is spent on Blue Lake debt, hence the recent rate increase to an average of 15 cents per kilowatt hour. And there's a slight overcharge, as Bertacci calls it, to save up to pay for new equipment. Bertacci's been with the electric department for about 3 years. Except for the new dam infrastructure, he inherited an old system, and it sounds like it's costing him some sleep. The Marine Street substation may be his biggest nightmare.
Marine Street substation, it serves 80% of all of us in this town. And if it goes down, there is little way to restore power to the rest of the community. So when I came in, we had one spare transformer, but the transformer was no good. It was bad. So we bought a new spare and we bought another spare. But the major other components in there called the switchgear lineup is 40 years old. If we had a fire in that switchgear lineup, we would basically have no power downtown for 4 to 6 months while we're waiting to repair that. So that's one of our number one projects we're working on right now, is to put in effectively some redundancy there so that we can also work on the old substation. Because you got to realize, to even do maintenance on it, we need to shut it down, and we can't shut it down for a month at a time with downtown. So the new redundant substation that'll be part of it will allow us to shut the 40-year-old one down, do the maintenance, and then have some redundancy for our 80% of our total customers in Sitka.
Thanks to the Blue Lake Hydro expansion, Sitka currently has excess generation capacity between the Blue and Green Lake projects of 30%. Bertacci sees a possible new hospital at Search or the expansion of the Coast Guard presence in Sitka as likely sources of new load that could consume most of that excess in the next 5 to 7 years. Electric rates, getting back to the paradox, then would likely drop, and the electric department might start encouraging conservation. A solution? Bertacci said the much-discussed Southeast Intertie would put Sitka in a position to sell power outside of town. If we had the Intertie, Bertacci said, we'd be selling electricity today, we'd be making a ton of money, and rates would be lower. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.